Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM.
Making fun of my dad tag shirt. Y'all know, if you're a parent.
I'm big on the dad tags.
Yeah, if you're a parent and you do a drive-by and there's some chicken nuggies, dad tags, baby.
The kids get so upset with you, too.
They're like,
what do you mean?
They get so mad.
You know. Don't bring a treat around here.
Here's the problem. My daughter eats ramen and sushi.
Workaround.
Yeah, sushi. That dad tax ain't, like, we ain't include sushi in our dad tax.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Mike McDaniel is speaking to the media as the Miami Dolphins are going to get ready for practice.
Chicago, hey, Twitch, YouTube, let me ask y'all a question. Every day we talk about Mike McDaniel and his ridiculous press conferences.
Yep.
But every day y'all send up a flare saying, ooh, Mike's getting ready to talk. And then right after he talks, you chime in. Why did I watch that?
I don't know. It's just we're just here. We want to be punished, I guess, with ums.
Leroy still doesn't know what sushi is. You're probably right.
He might be right.
You might be right because I don't like it. So why would I care?
We have the helmet. The Dolphins released new uniforms for our viewers out here. They have the helmet. Jay Figgy, throw that up here.
I like it.
The helmet
I saw was the color of the circle.
So they're trying to claim this is navy blue?
That ain't no navy blue.
That's black, dude.
That's Negro.
But would you feel worse if it was blue? It wouldn't really.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm just telling you
it doesn't look navy blue. People are trying to claim it's navy blue.
Why would they do blue?
And why would they? No, navy blue. Isn't navy blue what the Lions wear?
That's like a royal blue.
That's royal blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, navy blue.
Who does navy blue?
Navy blue's like the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys. Remember the Cowboys used to have the blue? They wear the blue jerseys every now and then.
Every now and then.
They only wear it when, you know, they go to Washington.
The whole uniform looks good, though. I like
Lions
it. I like
wear Honolulu blue.
Honolulu. Okay, I'm sorry.
I like the helmet. The helmet definitely brings it together. But that is, they look good. They look good.
I like it. I'm not.
The Chargers wear navy blue.
They were then powder.
Hey, that has to be the best throwbacks, right?
The Chargers powder blue. Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Who else can we do? Who got some awesome?
Patriots have navy blue. Giants.
When the Patriots put the little man on the side of the helmet.
Oh, Pat, the guy.
Talking about Pat.
Yeah.
Pat the Patriot.
Yeah, and when they wear the red jerseys, I like those throwbacks.
Broncos wear navy blue.
Broncos.
Giants are known for their navy blue.
Giants.
The Titans are known for their navy blue.
Yeah.
The Texans.
That's the OGs though.
The Texans have a navy blue, red, and white color scheme.
Yeah.
And the Bears also have a navy blue.
Who else have cool throwbacks, though? I'm trying to think.
Chargers have the best.
Chargers got the best throwbacks. I don't – do you like the – Seattle is one of the teams that their new ones are better.
See, I like their new ones.
I like
when they went to the dark blue, light blue.
The highlighter.
And the highlighter, but just a little highlighter.
Not the whole-ass
highlighter.
Yeah. I like the gray blue that they have sometimes that they wear.
That's the OGs.
The Seahawks?
Yeah, the OGs where they have the green, the light, blue.
No. Like it's a different. It was like a different color scheme that they had.
It's the lighter blue. That's the OGs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went first. They had the royal blue with the green and then they went dark blue. So you're talking about Steve Largent days?
Oh no, not Steve Largent days. They upgraded. They always upgrade in the Northwest. Yeah. Oregon and Washington, they're always doing color schemes. I think Phil Knight and Nike have something to do with that. But
yeah.
Nike loves making different jerseys.
They love different color schemes.
And then remember, who was it who did it with Maryland? Because the dude went to Maryland.
Yeah, Under Armour.
Under
Armour in Oregon. They've had
those
the battles.
Helmets.
Those are bad. Anyway, Chris Greer, he spoke to the media yesterday.
Yeah. I'm not mad at what he was saying because it's all stuff that if you know about football and what was going on with this team, you knew they had to do something different.
Yep.
Like when you shoot your shot and it doesn't work, you got to be a man, understand it's not working, and take a different path.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, we all knew this was coming. I think the downfall of this regime is going to be you putting your trust in the wrong guys. You see what I'm saying? Like, as great as Tyreek is, I ask you this and I ask Vlad this. Can you trust him?
Chris Greer?
No. Tyreek.
Oh, Tyreek.
You understand what I'm saying? So while they made this move to do certain things to kind of, I won't say start over, but retool and change how you go about doing your business because buying it didn't work. One of the guys you hang on to, everybody has questions whether you can trust him.
Of course.
So, if that doesn't work out, is that going to be everybody's downfall? If Tyreek...
I think they're better set up for it. I think because it feels very much like they're almost preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. You know, right. I do feel like they've put a lot of investment into Malik Washington. I think that they believe in him. I mean, they're very clearly hoping that Waddle can take some kind of a jump this year.
Yeah,
as being the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here was Chris Greer yesterday. This was him on spending and free agency being a little less this year, and it being a non-factor that there was any edict to do that.
He's never given us a directive on how to do it. You know, we meet with him, Brandon and I. Spend time with him and Tom Garfinkel and obviously Mike, and we talk through our plan. And every year is different. You know, we've had years here where it's been all draft focused for a couple years, and then at some point you have to reset. And when you go and you make aggressive moves like we had made for a few years, you have to reset again and start it over because it's just not sustainable the way the contracts are with players and what they're making now. So in terms of directive, no, it was just – for us, it was just good business sense, working through it and trying to find value. But we also had to get younger. you know, so we added younger players. And, you know, like a year ago, we were one of a couple teams with all the one-year vet contracts and stuff. And so we're in a different spot now, adding the young players. So that's the direction we're going right now. And we've been very happy so far. No, Steve's never given us a direction.
There you go.
But here's one thing I would say about that. It's easy to like the direction when you ain't played no damn games yet.
Of course.
Okay. So let's just be clear. But from the standpoint of where the organization is, the one thing that I can take from all of this is that they're not being stubborn. Even with Mike McDaniel, he's not being stubborn with how he does things. Now, we'll see when we get to that first game plan and how he goes about running offense the first week or 2 weeks of the season when there's a little bit of a struggle.
Sure.
So that's a positive of it. I will say that one of the things that has hurt the organization is that if you're graded on your evaluating talent, which for the most part, that's what a GM is graded on, right? Everybody can go pay talent to bring it in. To go say, I'm going to give you whatever you want for Tyreek is not making a ballsy move. Tyreek's a great player, right? But when you look at all the guys that they brought in that they couldn't afford because they brought all these guys in who are no longer on the team.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is like.
It's a whiff.
It's a whiff. It's a whiff in that, like, the part that you're good at, we would never know because those guys aren't on the team. The Robert Hunts, the Christian Wilkins, the even if you look at the Russian, Van Gingles.
Yep.
Right? Like, you couldn't afford, you put yourself in a situation where you couldn't afford $10 million for an above average rusher.
Well, I think they just went star bleeping. Like, that's just.
But that's, again.
They went star bleeping.
Again, to the point where the main way we evaluate you is based on your talent evaluation, that gets lost because you went stargazing.
Yeah, it went lost, and I think, like, look, his you know, there's been some whiffs on there, too. I mean, like, look, they can't get this Cam Smith on the field. He just got put on non-football injury mm-hmm. right after a day. Everybody thought he was going to be on the 53-man roster. But here was Chris Greer on conversations that he's had with Stephen Ross going forward.
Now, Steve's been tremendously supportive. Obviously, we tell him everything that's going on because, you know, he's the boss. He's you know, like everyone, he's competitive. He wants to win like we all do. And he knows a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that people don't, which is great. And so he has a really good understanding from his business side, but also as from player and a human being side. So when we go through it and talk about it, he's like all of us. We want to win games. We want to win playoff games. We want to win Super Bowls. So none of us are happy that it hasn't happened, but also, when we work through stuff, we're very clear on what our goals are and communicating with him with everything, and he communicates to us as well.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure he told. I can't imagine he was happy with all those extensions that he gave out last year and nobody working out.
No, but let's think of it this way. Stephen Ross bought the team for a little over $1 billion. How much is it worth now?
I don't know.
5 or 6? Right? So that softens the blow.
Yeah, but how much is he going to be around to enjoy that? He's 85 years old.
I think more importantly, he wanted to win. And
like, he's had to go, like, I get it, and I'm not criticizing it, but he's almost had to go find his satisfaction in other sports because the football's been so bad under his ownership.
Right, right.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, hey, listen, great. I'm glad Stephen Ross put a roof on there. I'm glad Stephen Ross made it a destination for big events. There's no doubt about it. That is, but you've almost had to like numb all of that. Like, go look at what Kansas City's owner is doing. He's F's in everything, but you know what he's got? All the Super Bowl wins.
Right.
And all of the satisfaction. Like, would Stephen Ross even have to do all of the stuff that he's done with this place if the football was just the football? Right. You know? Like, would it be necessary to bring F1? It's cool. Like, no one's denying it's cool stuff, but it's almost like you have to hide in non-football stuff because of how impossible it's been to win a meaningful football game.
But I would say this. I think the plan of all the other stuff was in motion when he bought the team. Because
He was gonna build a water park.
Yeah, but wait, the first thing he did was put $500 million into the stadium.
Well, that was after he got shot down. But he still put
his own money
into it. I mean, it's benefited him
greatly. And then look at the facility he's built.
Well, he's got to get money somehow. I
was one of those people that said when fans were complaining about their seating arrangements or whatever, shut up. The man put $500 million of his own money to do the stadium like he wanted. He didn't get no assistance from anybody. Don't tell him what to do with the seating. Sorry. It'd be different if everybody gets these subsidies from the state and the local community. He didn't. He did it with his own money. So that's what you deal with. Sorry.
I don't really understand what the point of it, though, is.
They were complaining about, you remember how he had the special seating and all that stuff, and some people got squeezed out.
Oh, you're talking about, like, all the luxury boxes?
Yeah, some people got squeezed out and stuff like that.
No, but my bigger point is that, like, it's great that he's done all of that stuff, but you're 85 years old now. Like, you're talking about the value of the team. Like, what good is the value of the team? Like, he wasn't even going to keep the team within the family 2 years ago. It was going to go to Bruce Beal.
Right.
What good is the value of the team when you're 85? Like, does he going to give a rat's ass that it's worth $8 billion? If he does not get to a point where the team has any real success and you spent all of this money into it, it's cool, but, like, no one's really going to remember that legacy other than he owned the Dolphins, and they've never won less under his ownership.
Stephen Ross, Timu Jerry Jones?
You think he's Timu Jerry Jones?
I mean, the way you're describing it as a guy.
No, he's not as hands-on.
I understand. That's what I said. Timu.
He's not Timu Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones, like, there was at some point Stephen Ross changed because Stephen Ross did love the spotlight and did love answering questions.
Somebody got to him and say,
and he stopped doing that at some point. Like, so. Yeah. I do think that, like, there's been some change in behavior, but I think that in the way you could say it, Vlad, is Jerry Jones' biggest accomplishment over the last 20 years is building Jerry's world. There's no winning.
Right. Like, the reason why I'm saying that is if you look at Stephen Ross, some of his biggest accomplishments has been adding these
sporting events. Those are what his big accomplishments are.
Right. So, and that's up the value of the team. The same way what Jerry did.
Right.
So,
but the one thing I would say with Jerry is, like, I get with Jerry because Jerry's kids have always kind of been in the business and they've always, so like, that's what, you know, so, like, I think there's an element, like, you're going to be the Jones family's going to run Texas forever. Like, it was just last year that he switched the ownership to his daughter. It was going to go to the old Mr. Tampering, you know, Mr. couldn't keep his mouth shut.
So question, and I'm just looking at the chat here. Hope the team gets sold after this bad ownership. So is it safe to say that it's been bad ownership since 1972?
Now, they had good times in the 80s.
But again, they still didn't win. Like, here's what I would like from what I call a quality organization. You don't have to win the Super Bowl, but you have to be in the hunt consistently because eventually you will win. Okay? So what a good franchise is to me is you might have one of those stinkers over years once every 20 years. Right? You can't be what the Jets have been. You can't be what Detroit was before now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Damn,
you can't be what a lot of organizations have been, you know, Carolina has struggled. Jacksonville struggled.
All these teams with more playoff wins more recently than the
Dolphins. No, I know, but I'm just saying. So what I'm saying to you is, okay, so the Dolphins haven't had good ownership since 72?
It's not – I think with him, though, like, the ownership also is, entails, like, yes, you spend a lot of money. That's great. Like, you're not the Cincinnati Bengals. Congratulations. Like, you're not the Cincinnati Bengals, and you nobody
the
will
– The Bengals.
Yeah, nobody will call you out for that. But, you know, from the standpoint of, like, who do you pick to lead his team? It feels like he's always on this, like, he's been throughout his ownership on this stray of, like, does this guy leave me? Does this guy leave me? Does this guy leave me? I don't want to fire him. Like, and I know that there's been some bumps along the way of like, hey, he wanted to hire Jim Harbaugh, got cut and got caught and was embarrassed. We all know that it seems like after he fired Brian Flores, it seems like he wanted to hire Sean Payton and Tom Brady because he just wanted to win.
Right.
So it has. I'm not saying that he hasn't taken some swings, but like, only he gets caught. I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like, I don't know why it's always done in a matter where his team under his ownership has always felt under some kind of embarrassing label or scandal or whatever.
Right. You know, because somebody was talking about the Bills and go talk to them about their four Super Bowl appearances. But I would also say this. Like, the Bills are in the hunt every year. They're in the mix. And some are suggesting that if they don't get over the hump this year, they're going to go find a new coach.
They should.
They probably should.
Why?
It's been 8 years, bro.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm sorry, Leroy.
So, Hold on. So what you're saying to me is this. If they had a different coach, they would have done better than they've done in the last 4 years.
If they had a different coach, they might have won eight.
You say might. Right. No. If you're going to fire somebody, you need to definitively know.
Can't stop Mahomes.
What do you mean? So what? So I got to go through this for another 10 years?
No, I'm not.
So then,
I'm sorry.
Vlad. No, not in this sports.
Success.
Not in sports.
Vlad.
In this sport,
Vlad.
In sports right now.
Vlad.
In sports right now, you have three Vlad. Years to win. If you have a good team or a quarterback, let's talk in the NFL. Let's
okay,
stay in the NFL.
Quarterback.
You have a quarterback. Right?
Right.
You have a quarterback. If you get that quarterback within the first 5 years of his career.
Right.
Right? Before you got to give him a bag.
Right.
You're trying to win. You put the team around him to win.
Right.
In those 5 years, you don't win, but you get close. And you lose to the same team over and over again.
Vlad. This happens in sports all the time.
And guys get fired.
No.
Things change.
All right. Hey, John Gruden. Okay. Hey, Tony Dungy. Your ass got to the AFC Championship game all the time.
How many lifers are there in sports? Huh? Like Popovich.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
You
I'm
know,
not,
like Nick Saban.
I'm not saying lifer. I'm not saying that the guy should have the for life
for 8 years. But if I'm doing 8 years Vlad, and you've been
Vlad,
coming up short for 8 years,
Vlad,
I gotta let you go another ninth.
Vlad. There's certain teams that other teams can't get over the hump. And if you change
Leroy.
All the dynamics
Leroy.
Of that team,
Leroy.
You're still not getting over
Leroy.
That hump.
The Buccaneers couldn't get over the Eagles. They fired Tony Dungy's ass. John Gruden got there. Guess what they went next the following year?
Okay.
It's happened. It's happened. I'm sorry. You get to the AFC Championship game three times. You lose to the same guy, the same team.
So
what about
so everybody in the AFC should be firing their coach because they can't get over Kansas
City? If you get to the AFC title game three times and you lose to the same guy.
Unless you're Harbaugh and you've won a championship. Then that makes you a lifer.
So what you're saying is everybody in the AFC should be looking for a new coach, one that could get over Kansas City.
Well, listen, we got our own problems.
So what about does that mean that the Baltimore coach should be fired?
He's got a title.
He's got ring protection.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's look how long ago that was.
It's still ring protection.
Oh my goodness.
It's different.
And guess what?
And he won a ring with Flacco.
It was a different coach.
And guess what?
It was a different quarterback.
That's right. That's even more impressive, the fact that he won with Flacco.
Oh, young Flacco.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We're back up.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All I've learned during this break is you're putting John Harbaugh on the hot seat. That's all I've learned. Apparently, you think that John Harbaugh's been riding this ring too long. that's all I've learned. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays at the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
So, question. If Buffalo fired McDermott,
yep,
would the Dolphins hire him in a heartbeat?
No.
Why not?
Because he's a coattail rider.
Wait, I'm not going that far now.
He's a coattail rider.
Talk about. I'm not going that far now, Tobin. All I'm saying is this. You've gotten close.
Would you be fired up if the Jets hired him?
Sean McDermott?
Yeah. Obviously not.
No.
If you're mulling it, then no.
No, I don't. It's he just.
There's only a few coaches these days I think would really get a fan base fired up.
Smitha says with Leroy's theory, Spo should have been fired a long time ago. No, I'm on the opposite side of that.
Spo is literally a unicorn right now in the NBA.
Right.
The NBA has never cared less about coaches.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, Eric's.
Yes, they have.
When?
The Knicks fired Thibodeau when Tibbs could, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I said they've never cared less about coaches.
Also, let's be realistic.
A ring buys you nothing in the NBA.
It's the Knicks.
No more.
It's the Knicks.
You know what?
They do erratic stuff.
No, they have. In the last 6 years, they've actually done better things than the Heat have done. But, you know.
Really?
I'm not talking about success. I'm talking about when it comes to, like, coaches and stuff like that.
There's only been what? Yeah, because Spo's been there for like the 17.
Spo is a unicorn.
Yeah, Spo's a unicorn.
It's Spo and Kerr. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the rules.
Like, yeah, that's.
And Kerr's won more recently than Spo.
True.
Now, he's been to finals. He's been to two finals. It's not like he's done nothing.
Right.
But if we're just going by the end prize. But the NBA, it's like, you want a ring? Cool,
wait,
hit the bricks.
And if you win Coach of the Year, your ass getting fired.
You win any type of Coach of the Year, you're getting fired in the NBA.
Vogel, Budenholzer.
What's the guy in Atlanta?
Budenholzer got fired, Casey? What, 2 years after championship?
Didn't Dwayne Casey get fired from Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He got fired.
Who just got fired in Detroit after about 12 seconds?
Monty Williams. But he didn't
win a championship. He went to the finals, though, with Phoenix.
Right. Yeah. Detroit just dumped a lot of money. He didn't want to go there, but after they gave him that much
money. Malone just got fired.
And he won a title.
That's crazy. I thought he was a good coach, but apparently he was too much of a jerk. The thing in the NBA is, this is really what it comes down to, is if your stars hate you, you're out. Like, that's it. Once you lose, they're done with you.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think, like, with Eric Spoelstra, he's the rare guy where they literally just told, like, you know, Jimmy tried to, like, call out Spo, and they're like, all right, cool, you're suspended forever.
So, Tobin, let me ask Leroy this. So, Leroy, if the Bills get to the AFC Championship again and he lose to the Chiefs, you're going to bring back Sean McDermott again for a fifth? And this is the fifth time he's lost to that same team. And say they lose by a field goal, one possession again.
How many times? I would say this.
Because that's why John Cooper got his ass fired in Ohio State. Couldn't beat Michigan.
Oh, yeah. He was a bad coach.
But guess what? They were 10-0 every time they faced you.
Here's what I would say, Vlad, that I believe that you have to look at the circumstance in which you lost, not necessarily just – it's not it, – just look at the loss. Like –
I lost in 13 seconds.
So here's the deal. Like, are we going to call Patrick Mahomes the new GOAT because he's beating everybody and finding a way to beat everybody and then fire our guy because you can't beat him? Like, periodically in sports, you have that team, that dude.
But I've seen that dude lose. I've seen that dude lose to Brady twice. I've seen that lose to
– Hold up. Brady.
I've seen that dude lose to Joe Burrow. I've seen that dude lose to Jalen Hurts.
Okay. So, well, and here's what I would also say about that.
Right? And they played –
Here's what I would also say.
They played
Jalen Hurts outplayed him twice.
Right.
And they and lost they, once and once.
Right.
And so, guess what?
So
if it were up to the fans and to others like you that are Philly fans, they would have fired Nick Sirianni before this year.
They were trying to fire Nick Sirianni after
during the season.
During the season.
So,
they were 2-2.
Is that an indication of maybe sometimes you
But Nick Sirianni had a lot of beef with the star players, too. Like, we were talking about, like, that's
Did
a big
he?
Thing.
Cool. Yeah. Or that's what was reported.
Then, it didn't seem like it was denied.
And
they
love,
won a championship. So, they that won a beef championship. Was nothing.
And, I mean, it was nothing after it was a 10-game losing streak the year before. It wasn't nothing.
I love how Lever is saying, because you know what's going to happen?
What's
if this happens against the Bills, then you know what's going to happen? The players are going to start looking at the coach. Because it's going to be like, you know what? This is the fifth time we've lost to the same team.
I don't think that Josh Allen cares. I really don't. I think he just looks around.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. But, like,
I've lost in 13 seconds. I've given up my defense. What you were brought into. 13 seconds. My guy just had an unbelievable drive. Mm-hmm. You gave up two plays in 13 seconds for them to hit a field goal and then lose.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And then you lost another game because your guy couldn't hit a field goal.
Yeah.
And then you got blown out.
Yeah. Okay.
So you've lost to the – there's only one team in your conference that you need to get ahead of, and you've been favorite on many occasions.
Nah, not many. Maybe once.
Who's been the favorite for the Super Bowl the last 3 years in the AFC?
They keep trying to put the Bills there. They keep
to
trying.
Represent.
And you've lost. That's what I'm saying. After a while, how long?
No, but in the game, in the actual championship game, the Bills haven't been favored over the.
Yes, they have.
Like maybe once.
We'll have to check it out. We gotta take a break. I've had enough Sean McDermott talk. Don't lose this year, dude. Mixed up. Mixed bag is next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2. It is that time of the show where we mix things on up. We'll do this Dolphin style here today.
Yeah, there is one thing I didn't like from Chris Greer.
What's that, dude?
I think when you have the position that makes all the decisions,
yep,
don't get in your press conference and say we, right? Because I'm going to say this. Our name ain't on that check. We ain't cashing that check. You see what I'm saying?
I get you.
So I just take it, you know. It's a, listen, I have conversations with everybody, but in the end, I'm making these decisions.
Well,
own it.
Let's hear from Chris Greer. He was asked about if he's had any fan interactions and dropped a doozy on everybody to let him know he's gotten some pretty nasty emails.
I really haven't had many interactions with fans. No. When I see guys, they're like, hey, and if I'm out, people have always been respectful and nice, and they just say, hey, you know, keep going, appreciate you. And so it's been, no, the guys to my face have been nice. I know there's people that are upset, but that's any job. And if I was comfortable and saying I felt great about what things are, then I'm an because I'm not being realistic about where we are as a team and where things are going. So after last season. So I'm frustrated like they are that we didn't win enough games last year. So I understand it. Like I said, I don't take things personally, but when I'm out, people have been generally you know, very positive and stuff to me, but I know there's guys. I mean, I've gotten some colorful emails with from a couple people, including hoping my kids die of cancer, which is a fun one. I was like, there you go. So that's why I don't take things very personal or real, because other people have other issues and stuff in life. So
there you go.
People are evil. I think you can have a problem with how somebody's doing their job. Just leave it at that.
For sure.
Right. And
anybody who is putting that kind of.
But that being said, I've heard stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I just ignore it. I don't bring it to anybody's attention. I don't. Like, it's. I don't want credit for handling a knucklehead, right? Like, I just wish he wouldn't have said anything. Don't play the sympathy card.
I gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, just.
Nobody wants to hear that. Like, look, that is, it's one of these things where, like, you wish people could just have it be a football thing.
It sucks that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that somebody would stoop to that level of just worthless human being.
It's also not surprising in today's day and age.
Right. That being said, in a press conference where you know a lot of people have a problem with what you're doing, don't bring something to the press conference that garners sympathy.
I'm not going to lie to you. Leroy's right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want.
I mean, he's being honest. If like, he's asked about fan interactions, here, and that's a fan interaction here, that he's had, though.
Right. But again. And we all your players downstairs are having the same issues.
Yeah.
On Twitter, on social media, more than you are.
Especially if they blow someone's parlay.
And you require that they handle it like professionals and pay no attention to it. So don't bring it to our attention.
Well, speaking of professionals, I think people would say that about Jordan Brooks, linebacker. He's got that dog in him. He said this training camp, one of the hardest he's ever been in.
I'm confident. And not that, oh, we got this guy or we got that guy. I'm confident because of the work that's been put in. You know, work doesn't guarantee you success, but it gives you the best opportunity to succeed. And this by far has been the hardest training camp I've been a part of. Just kind of the way that Mike has set it up. He's made it hard on purpose. Today was a hard day. in the past, it might not have been a hard day. And so I think that's why if we have any type of success this year, it'll be because of that, the work that's been put in this training camp.
Poof.
Agreed.
Poof.
That's terrible.
Agreed. I would say this.
Why is that terrible?
That from the beginning of camp, with the teams that they've gone against,
mm-hmm.
the teams that are, I would say, up here as far as physicality and how they do, like all the teams that they play, except for Jacksonville, all the teams that they practice against, right? You can say this. Those teams will be in the hunt some kind of way because of the way they play in December and January. And as a player and as a team and as an organization, you need to see what that looks like. And now that you see what it looks like, now you can make a choice. You're either going to put the work in and try to get to that level, or you're going to be content with where you are.
I'll tell you why it's terrible.
What's that?
What the hell's been going on the previous 3 years?
But Vlad.
But we know,
Vlad,
that it hasn't been good. Like,
right.
I think that's the thing, Vlad.
Right.
Like,
see,
Mike
Vlad,
McDaniel has been honest Vlad, that it hasn't been good enough.
Vlad, are you gonna? Here's my thing. Are you gonna appreciate the fact that they're trying to do better? Or are you gonna still complain about what happened before?
I'm not. My thing is this: the things that you're talking about are things that should have been established from the minute that you got
well,
here.
And
here's the thing: you were successful. Were you not successful the first two seasons?
Yeah, but not enough.
Vlad, what the Dolphins did the first 2 years was equivalent to what the Panthers did when they won the President's Cup or whatever it's called.
Trophy.
President's Trophy. Like, they were good, high scoring, high flying.
Those games were fun.
Doing a lot of things. But guess what? When it got to playoff time, they got pushed around and smashed. Because they weren't physical enough. So they made some adjustments. I'm not saying it's going to work. I'm not saying it's going to turn around like it did with the Panthers. But you do understand, in order for them to be able to compete in December and January, they have to play a style of football that's conducive to winning there. Whether they do it or not, we have to wait and see.
He also was one of those guys that was, like, really embarrassed after the Packers game last year, Vlad. So, like, he's been talking about this. Like, honestly, like, he was
– right. And here's the thing. This is something that has been mentioned before. This mm-hmm. was mentioned by former players before. So now you're switching it up. My thing is this. The players saying it that were involved in this with this team already saying this
mm-hmm. –
Did they mention it before Mike McDaniel not listen, or is Mike McDaniel listening because his ass is on the form?
Well, they mentioned a lot of this stuff last year, and like
right.
Bradley Chubb came out and he said we were lying. Like, but
so,
I think that probably had to do with the fact that they
now,
were an old. They were an old ass team last year.
Because,
they had a lot of guys who were like long in the tooth, and they wanted to do it like.
So let's think of it this way. Sometimes the way that you are having success gives you a false sense of security and makes you believe that you can have success that way in the playoffs. So dropping back, chunking it all over the place, throwing those deep square ins, those deep passes, running those sweeps, doing all that stuff, you had a lot of success doing it, and it gave you a false sense of security that was going to be successful football. And, yeah, it came across as – when you got into December and January, being a soft version of football. And you can talk about being different. You can talk about change, right? But if you're still putting the same stuff out there, running football, playing football the same way, then, yeah, your players are going to continue to play that same way.
Austin Jackson was back in practice yesterday.
Good.
Good. Need him. Here's what the Dolphins right tackle had to say about what the young linemen are playing.
I'm seeing a lot of growth. A lot of growth, definitely. You know, got Patrick Paul and Joan over there taking ownership of how we play our run blocks. So that was a great job by them. And then same thing in pass pro. You know, we're working on maintaining our leverage. And I thought everyone who was lining up did a great job of that.
Please just be healthy. Please. Please, offensive line, please.
That's it.
Please.
That's it.
Just
that's
please.
It.
Please. Please don't be right tackle Toronto.
I mean, I like
What's wrong with right tackle Teron Armstead?
Well, you know, I just mean on durability standpoint. Oh, talent wise, yeah, it'd be great.
Dude, death taxes, and you can pencil in Teron Armstead to miss 4 games a year.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was easy.
And play 2 games where you wondering how the hell is he playing.
And then there's 1 game where he starts and then you're like, where is he? Oh, yeah. He's back in the locker room.
The knee shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of course.
Yep. I hope, like, again, it's one thing to talk about it, right? We see, me and you, we see this every time we go to one of these fights, right? We're talking mean game, right?
I didn't have, there wasn't a, there was,
there wasn't a guy we interviewed didn't say, oh, he ain't, wait, oh, I'm going in there and I'm a, boom, boom.
Yeah. I talked to 28 fighters yesterday, only 14 of them are winning. They were all confident.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, but it's one thing. I would say, talk to me when you hit that first stretch of adversity. And then that'll be an indication of where this team is mentally and are they willing to continue down that path, right? Because if everything is going great right away, like, that's not a good indication of where you are.
Finally, Darren Waller, also back at practice yesterday. He appreciates the Dolphins being patient with him.
Yeah, because there's, with getting back into the training and everything, there's certain ways you can't always predict how your body will respond from having time away. And so there's, you know, most instances my body responded well, and some ways it didn't. And so it was just like being cautious in that way to – I guess look at the bigger picture as opposed to maybe rushing to get ready for the very beginning. Just trying to take that into account. I appreciate the care that they've given me here, all the support staff, and it's looking good for me week one and going forward.
Can I ask a question? I just want to ask a question.
That's why you're here.
If... If you had a year off. A year and a half off, right? I'm going to assume, okay, that when you decided you was going to make a comeback, you did a little working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was working out on, well, he was working on bars. He might not have been working with bars.
And so, I mean, they made it sound like he just got up on Tuesday and say, you know what, I'm going to give this football thing a try.
Well, give it a little runski.
Right. I'm saying, no, before he made that decision, he tested the body.
Is 2 weeks enough?
Huh?
Is 2 weeks enough? That's what he's got.
Dude, well, he's been doing stuff, but let me just.
He's only been practicing for 2 weeks.
Let me just say this. Like, and I say this all the time. Dude, there's a difference in catching a football and getting hit in a football game than it is catching a football on 11-on-11 or 7-on-7 and getting a little shoulder bump, right? Like, I no, he ain't ready for it. He ain't been hit in 2 years.
Hey, you're just being honest, Posh.
I just don't understand how a guy who hasn't been hit in 2 years did not go through any training camp or preseason game.
Right. Like, and I would have put him.
He did dress for the preseason game. He just didn't play.
Yeah. Like, what? Don't dress.
He stressed.
I don't understand it. There's two things that have just baffled me in sports. One, we're going to save our pitcher and then wonder why he can never throw 100 pitches. Before his arm blow out, because he's only throwing 40 pitches at a time. And then when our football team starts off sluggish and can't tackle in the beginning of the season, everybody's shocked. Oh, we ain't ready. Our team ain't ready. You think? He ain't tackled nobody in a year.
Hey, if you guys want to go see Lee Bryce at the War Memorial Auditorium in September, be caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of tickets to see Lee Bryce with special guests Ashley Cook and Lewis Bryce. If you guys want to win those tickets, 305-567-0560. Caller 3 will win those tickets. For more info, go to WQM.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.